People near Eyed Mill Road have fought the idea of building a freeway connection through their neighborhoods for more than 30 years. Eyed Mill Road was originally planned in the 1950s as a link to the regional freeway system, but it was never completed. Neighborhood residents worried it would bring noise and pollution. Today, Eyed Mill Road looks like a freeway. It has on and off ramps and typical green exit signs, but it's only a mile and a half long. It begins and ends on city streets. But the plan to hook it up with the freeway system never died.
Connecting Eyed Mill Road as a four-lane connection between the freeways would be a culmination of how some ideas hatched about 40, 50 years ago.
Michael Klein is a member of Neighborhoods First. He began the group a little over 2 years ago to try to push for a park rather than a connection between the two freeways.
We have an opportunity here to make a very important decision that, imagine 30, 40, 50 years down the road, are we going to be glad that there was finally that smooth connection between 35E to 94, or are we going to be glad that we chose not to do that with this space and instead build toward a different sort of future, which has a beautiful 40-acre park accessible to more than 10,000 people within four blocks.
Eyed Mill Road runs through what was once a picturesque valley. It had a stream and a grist mill that gave the road its name. Both are gone now. The valley is still largely brushy, open area with train tracks and the four-lane highway on its floor. Park supporters say the area and perhaps even the stream could be restored if the highway were removed. Neighborhoods First members like Jean Madden say such open space is sorely needed.
It's a really substantial park space that's within walking or bike riding distance of my home. Otherwise, I have to get in my car and drive to something like Crosby Park. And I would be also more likely to take bike trips because it would give you a really nice, quiet space to walk or ride bike rather than having to navigate really congested city streets, which is scary and kind of harrowing. And so for this end of the city, it would just be such a needed amenity.
But Planning Commissioner Steve Gordon disagrees.
If you took up the road and replaced it with a park, the road might go away, but the traffic doesn't go away. And approximately 10,000 cars a day that now use Eyed Mill Road would then come up on residential city streets. It would be I think very unfortunate to inflict those kinds of traffic levels on the city residential streets.
Many of the city streets around Eyed Mill Road are already clogged with traffic getting from one freeway system to the other. Gordon says connecting Eyed Mill Road to the freeway system would draw the traffic onto Eyed Mill and provide relief for neighborhood residents. Many local businesses also support the connection. Ellen Waters is executive director of the Midway Chamber of Commerce. The chamber represents about 450 St. Paul businesses in the area north of Eyed Mill Road. She says some 50,000 people work in the Midway District, and they need good freeway connections.
50,000 jobs are, that's a significant number. It's second only to downtown St. Paul in the St. Paul area. So this is a huge job center, and it's important that we be able to get workers to these jobs.
Park supporters argue more roads only bring more traffic. They say the long-term solution to traffic congestion is mass transit. This summer, a citizens task force voted in favor of the park, but the city's planning commission disagreed. The planning commission voted last month in favor of the freeway connection. The commission's recommendation now goes to the city council. The council is scheduled to vote on the issue early next month. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.